On the sixth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 6 geese a-laying 5 golden rings, 4 calling birds.
You're listening to the Beer Coasters Podcast, the number one self-absorbed beer show from coast to coast and every once in a while in between.
Hey, I'm Dylan, brewer at Cape Ann Brewery, and you're listening to the Beer Coaster.
Hi, my name is Peter Zion. I'm the owner of Alesmith Brewing Company here in beautiful San Diego, and Beer Coasters rocks.
My name is Charles Finkel, and I'm the founder and the president of the Pike Brewing Company here in Seattle. I'm glad to be on the Beer Coaster.
Blah, 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 I want my beer, damn it!
Hello, and welcome to the Beer Coasters Podcast, Season 6, an entirely self-absorbed beer show devoted to bringing you the best and worst in mostly American craft beer from coast to coast, and every once in a while, even this week, in between.
Yay.
Wow. I'm your host this week, Mike from Boston, and guess who else is with me this week?
This is Toby in San Diego, California.
Is that my cue?
Yeah.
Sorry, it's been a really long time. This is Chris in Dallas, Texas.
Yay! Oh, yeah.
That's right.
The three of us are back.
That's right. The original beer coaster.
Getting the band back together, man. No, Chris is one of our special guests this month in our 12 Beers of Christmas. We also didn't tell him that he actually has to write about this particular beer. We'll talk about that later.
That's right. Damn it.
It's all right. Me and Toby are like two or three beers behind on our writing. So
yeah.
Nobody said fucking homework would be involved.
Yeah. That's why we get you on the show and then we tell you about it later.
Yeah.
So we are now in our, we got our 12 beers of Christmas. We're going to do 7, 8, 9 this evening. Right?
No.
No. Sorry. It's 11, backwards. 10, so 90,
10, 6, 6, 5, 4.
6, 5, 4. Sorry. And the first beer we're going to have tonight is Toby's beer, which is?
I'm trying Victory Brewing's Winter Cheers.
Nice. I will be trying the Smutty Nose Smistletoe.
Smistletoe.
And Chris, what do you have this evening?
I'm going to be drinking the Holiday Bonus Festive Porter by Lakewood Brewing here in Texas.
Bonus. Cool, man.
I'm excited about it. They're a really good brewery.
Nice.
Awesome. So we got some middle of the country. That's
yeah.
Got I don't some think east, we have anything from the West Coast,
East
though.
Coast, nothing West Coast this week. Do we have anything? I'm trying to think. Yeah, well, we still have a couple West Coast beers in the lineup here.
Yeah.
So without further ado, we're going to have Toby crack into his.
And now out west, it's time for Toby to drink some beer. Let's hear what he has to say about it, shall we?
So for the 6th beer of Christmas,
my true love gave to me.
The Victory Winter Cheers. Victory Brewing Company is out of Downingtown, Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
This is a wheat ale.
Wheat.
And it comes in at 6.7% ABV. No IBU count on this one. The malts are German wheat.
It's IBU-less.
What?
It's IBU-less.
It's IBU-less. It's probably, you know,
in
somewhere under
60
20.
Range.
No.
No, I doubt it. 60. I don't know. Wheat beer.
The malts are German wheat and barley malts and oats. And the hops are whole flour tetanang and citra. So let's go ahead and crack it.
I do remember this part of the show sucking.
Just oh, yeah, when someone else
I have
is
to
drinking.
Wait to drink my beer.
Well, it's even worse for me, because when you're the host of, of the show, you have to drink last, which always sucks.
Yeah.
Especially when there's no fermentation conversation.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, and in the plan for the 12 Beers of Christmas was to, if one of us could get one of the other person's beer, to go ahead and do it, and then you could, you know, kind of turn it into a tasting flight slash fermentation conversation. But Mike went and got all these hard to find East Coast beers, so
I know, seriously, I couldn't, mistletoe.
Actually, I might have been able to find the reindeer games that you did.
Oh, the clown
shoes, last week. Yeah. I haven't seen it, but I do get clown shoes.
Yep,
I get clown shoes here too. They've been pretty popular out here.
Yeah, clown shoes was last week.
Are you guys? They were really popular in Vegas.
Are you guys doing the? Oh no, you're not. Have you done the Good, the Bad, the Unidragon?
No. We did the Bladecorn though.
Yeah. Just the regular Bladecorn Unidragon in the Mythic Ale Creatures show.
Yeah, that's a really good beer. They did a version of that with locally sourced Texas malts.
Really?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Sweet.
The good, the bad, and the Unidragon.
On the pour, I got about a Yeti finger of head. It's dissipated a little bit now, but it's pretty yellow. Foamy. I got some swirliness happening when I poured the rest of the bottle in. I got a little bit of
that's
cloudiness.
A technical
kinda
term for all you non-bear drinkers out there. The swirliness.
Yeah. Well, it's looks like this smoke trail going through the middle of the glass. It's pretty crazy because the carbonation is, there's not a whole lot of carbonation going on, so it's not really churning it up yet.
Hmm.
The color is it's yellow in color, pretty clear except for that little smoke trail in the middle there. On the nose,
swirly is something that Big Gay Scott would have used to describe a beer.
Really.
Shout out, Big Gay Scott.
Swirly.
So on the nose, I'm getting lots of Belgian-iness.
Well, that's what I was wondering. When you saw that swirl, I was wondering if it was like some like leftover yeastiness.
Yeah, there's getting some clove, a little bit of ginger. Getting some of that wheat.
Now, what did you say? Did you say that this was a... Is it considered just a Hefeweizen? Or?
They just call it a wheat ale. And they don't mention anything about... Just it says that it has luscious, fruity, and spicy notes. But it doesn't say anything about it being like Hefeweizen or Belgian. But yeah, I mean, it definitely has that kind of Hefeweizen type stuff.
That'd be
you know?
A really good idea for like a Christmas time beer, like a wheat ale with like some cloves and
some,
like mold spices.
Hmm.
I think that might work.
Yeah, I'm getting some like breadiness, real doughy breadiness on the nose.
Yeah, it's like a wheat base. I think it's something that seems to be kind of neglected with the winter styles, and I think like a nice rich dark wheat with that, like you said, that the clove and the cinnamon, or you know, some of those holiday spices would really be interesting.
Take a sip, it's got a really nice mouthfeel. It has a nice bite to it. It dries up in the finish. It's starts off kind of sticky, and then it dries up on the tip and the edge of the tongue. And there's still like this kind of spicy aftertaste, you know, a little peppery.
Interesting. Now, are you getting some decent hot? I mean, Victory's kind of known for being, you know, a little bit more on the hoppy side with pretty much any of their styles. Anybody's ever had their Prima Pils,
pretty hoppy pilsner.
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely a hop presence. You know, there's a little bit of a spiciness in there. There's some fruitiness. Really, really nice balance. I mean, there's a good sweetness too. And yeah, there's like a sweet spice, dry, sticky. You know, it kind of has all that. Mm. It's funny because I don't. Like, until you guys were saying that, when I was thinking of it, about, you know, this type of a winter beer or a seasonal beer in this time of year, I think wheat beer? I don't know. Mm. But it definitely kind of has this, now that I think of it, and that you think some of the things you guys mentioned and some of the spiciness that's coming out, I'm starting to think, yeah, I mean, this is... I mean, 6.7, so it's not really a winter warmer. It's not really going for that type of thing. But as far as the kind of holiday flavors, yeah, it's sort of around there. I mean, it's really nice. I could probably drink this any time of the year, though.
What would you want to pair with this one?
Mm.
Would you like to have any holiday fare, perhaps?
A sandwich.
Sandwich.
Like a turkey sandwich with cranberry, or like...
What is that? The one that they like batter and fry? Is it Monte Cristo?
Ooh.
They have like battered, like ham. What is that? Like a beer battered ham and cheese with raspberry jelly?
Yep.
It's ham and cheese on, isn't it like French toast?
No.
Or is it something else?
Yeah, it's like a beer batter that they dip it in and then deep fry it.
And then they sprinkle powdered sugar on it?
Yeah.
And you get some crisp cut fries with it?
Yep.
Okay, I'm totally stealing it because I wasn't sure what I was going to do, but...
The Monte Cristo,
but I think,
there you go.
Yeah, I think Monte Cristo, because you get the cheesiness in there, and it's not like a pungent cheese, you know, it's what, like cheddar or something like that, you know, so it's not,
no,
it's not going to be
usually even
too crazy.
Not like, be like Swiss or something.
Or maybe Swiss.
Right?
Well, Swiss
Monte
is,
I don't know.
Be strong.
If you'd like the recipe for a Monte Cristo, please go to www.foodnetwork.com.
Yeah. My mother-in-law tried this. She had one the other night, and she paired it with a pulled pork sandwich. And she said it went great. And she's a foodie, and she's not really a beer drinker. She's more of a wine drinker. But she does... She likes Belgian beers.
Okay.
Or at least beers like Chimay and stuff like that. So this she loved, and she paired it with the pulled pork. But I don't really see it going with the pulled pork, but... I think Monte Cristo is more would work better. Yeah. So thanks, guys.
Yeah, sure. Anytime. That's what I'm here for.
The Untapped Drinkers rate this a 3.39 out of 14,917 ratings. The top three popular locations to enjoy the winter cheers is the OC Brewho-Ho in Anaheim, California. I wonder if our good friend Greg Nagel participated in untapping this beer there. Yeah. The second most popular location
popular. It was Greg that was drinking it in Anaheim.
Yeah.
That's how it ended up in the number one spot. Second to Pennsylvania, where it's actually brewed.
Right. The Fuel and Fuddle in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. And then the Sussex County Fairgrounds in Augusta, New Jersey.
New Jersey? Nice.
And Untappd calls this a winter ale.
Oh. So. The Beer Advocate users rate this an 82, which is good. And actually, right. Beer Advocate lists it as a Hefeweizen.
Yeah, so I'd say that's what I'm feeling from it, is it's a Hefeweizen. Which is nice, because, you know, I don't get too many Hefeweizens, and I'm a big fan of the style. Not too many American brewed traditional Hefeweizens, but anyhow, there you go. Victory Brewing's Winter Cheers. 12 Beers of Christmas, number 6.
Aces and Ales, Las Vegas's premier craft beer destination. With 22 beers on tap and over 80 rare bottles, you can even get growler fills. Go to beercoasterspodcast.com, click on the Aces and Ales logo, and print out your free draft beer voucher. That's Aces and Ales, now with 2 locations. Visit acesandales.com for more information. All killer, no filler. And now, representing the middle of the country, it's time for Chris to drink some beer and tell us what he thinks.
All right, so for my beer this week...
Who are you?
I'm Nis.
Huh. Who's this?
This is a festive porter from Lakewood Brewing. They are out of...
Lakewood?
Somewhere here. Actually, no. It's Texas. I gotta... Damn it.
Somewhere in Texas.
It's somewhere in Texas. But it's not Lakewood. It's Garland, which is just next to Lakewood.
All
right. So, Lakewood Brewing. They're a pretty big brewery around here in the DFW area. They're probably most popular for their Temptress beer, which is an awesome stout. Mm. Milk stout. This beer is a festive porter. ABV on it is a 6.6 with a 41 IPU, IBUs.
IPU.
IBUs. So it's
international porter units.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, there you go.
It's an ale brewed with orange peel and chocolate.
Mm. Oh, I picked up a smoked porter with chocolate and orange that we're going to be doing on an upcoming show.
Nice.
Time to crack-a-lack it.
Ooh. Portery.
Portery. It's got a really thick head, and I didn't even pour it that aggressively.
Thick-headed. What was,
like a three yellow.
What root beer was that? You remember?
That was,
Thick-headed.
It wasn't A&W. It wasn't Barks. Maybe Barks it was A&W.
Barks has bite.
Yeah, Barks has bite. What was it? Oh, I used to love that commercial, too. He's like...
A&W.
Mr. Dumbass. I think I'd be great here at Dumbass and Dumbass. What do you think, Mr. Dumbass? It's like, the name's Dumas. And then he goes, what a dumbass. Oh, I love that.
So, as you can see, nice thick head.
Really, whoa, that's like 2 Yeti fingers.
Yeah. It's very root beery in appearance.
Nice root beery. Yeah. See, Chris, you're picking right up where you left off. Yep. Get the beer coaster lingo down.
Just add E or
nice and dark.
But not esque.
No, never esque. No. Never esque. That's never not esque. Beer coastery enough.
Yeah, what do you think we are?
On the nose?
Craft beer radio or something? Jeez.
On the nose, I get a little bit of that orange peel in there. There's some interesting kind of spiciness. The first couple whiffs, I got like a, almost like a root beer, kind of like sassafras or anise kind of notes.
Sassafras.
Sassafras. That's
the. He grabs his beard.
Taking a sip, yeah.
That's really good. It's nice and smooth.
Have you had this beer before?
I have not. No. Oh,
okay.
There's definitely some roasted roastiness going on in this baby.
Nice.
Right off the bat.
He dropped the roasted roastiness.
Right off the bat.
Bringing it back.
There's a little bit of orange. It's very subtle. It's kind of like orange pulp.
Hmm.
More so.
Yeah. Because then when it says orange peel, I'm always curious to... You know, what amazes me is they're saying that they're using orange peel, and you can actually taste that in there, but the head was, you know, you'd think like a citrus oil would like kill
the
head, you know, but it looks like you had a big fluffy, you know, like you said, root beer style head.
It's gone down a bit, but there's some good lacing in there, and yeah, this is a really tasty one. I really like this.
Is it one tasty guy?
See, they got some interesting seasonals too, these guys. They got a pumpkin pie dunkel, which we've actually talked about on the show, having a darker beer, you know, liking some of the pumpkin beers that are a little bit darker with the beer base.
Yeah, I really like this brewery a lot. They have a, in springtime, they have their Till and Toil, which is a Saison that's really good.
Yeah.
I think I've seen them before.
If you've seen anything by them, it's most likely the Temptress.
Yeah, I haven't seen them. There's a couple breweries that look similar, like Lake something, but I don't think they distribute up here in Massachusetts.
Did they change their labels recently? Do you know?
I don't think so. I think this has always been their label.
Okay. Yeah, then I haven't seen them before. I thought Lakewood sounded familiar, but
it's possible there's another Lakewood Brewing out there.
Well, what was the one that's up in like Minnesota or something? Oh, Lakefront. I'm thinking of Lakefront. Yeah, never mind. Okay. Yeah. Anyway. Yeah,
but I'm telling you, if these guys ever come to your guys' neck of the woods, yeah, check them out. So for ratings...
The closest place I can get this is in Arlington, Dallas, which is in Washington, D.C.
Nice. Wait, are you sure it's that Arlington?
It looks like it. Yeah, hold on a second.
Okay. Because there's an Arlington here in Texas, close by.
Nope, looks like Arlington. Yeah, looks like it could be Maryland, Washington, West Virginia, somewhere around that area.
The closest place I can get it is El Paso, Texas.
I would bet... Mike, where'd you find that you could get that in Arlington?
On the website. On their website?
They have a beer finder.
Yeah, the little beer finder thing. But who knows? I mean, it could still be messed up where they meant Arlington, Texas.
Yeah.
But so yeah, it says it's at the Movie Tavern in Arlington, and it's 409 miles away. That's not too bad.
I'm almost positive Movie Tavern is a Texas thing.
All right.
But who knows? Untappd has this at a 3.63 with 1,557 ratings. The top three places to get this would be at the Lakewood Brewing Company.
Hey, that's a good spot for it.
That's the number one. The Idle Rich Pub in Dallas, and the Yard House in Dallas. Which I have not been to the Yard House in Dallas.
Did not know Dallas had a Yard House. But
I did not either.
Seems to be more and more Yard Houses popping up. We just got another one not too far from us. Popped up not too long ago.
You know, Yard House is cool.
Good.
But, you know, eh.
Well, I'm a little biased now since they gave me a t-shirt. So I kind of like the Yard House now.
Nice.
I mean, you got to admit that it's fun when you open that, you know, when you open that beer menu and you get to thumb through, you know, quite a few beers. Granted, because we have so many beers here on the show, we've had almost everything on their menu, but you always find something that, you know, looks interesting.
Oh, paw, 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 paw. I've had almost everything on this menu. Yes.
Do you have anything in the back? Anything that's been cellaring for a couple years.
What do you mean you don't have the West Veltin 12? I mean, come on.
Doesn't everyone? So what are you going to pair with this?
For a pairing on this.
Yeah.
I want like a... like a chocolate orange bundt cake.
Okay.
All right.
Like a really dense chocolate cake with some like orange frosting. That seems like a cop out because it's pretty on the nose as to what it is. But I think that
sometimes
really
I think that's like the way that I like to. There's been a chocolate beer where it's like, oh, I have to, there's like this chocolate bread pudding. Chocolate. Like, oh, I have to try this chocolate with chocolate just to kind of see how it stands up. And, you know, I mean, sometimes that's fun. You know, sometimes you do the complete opposite. You want something to kind of more of a contrast, but I don't know.
Like a Monte Cristo.
Yeah, yeah. I don't even know why I said that. It just came out. I don't even know if it makes any sense.
Gemini Lounge. A chill new cocktail bar in Portland, Oregon. A gourmet bar food haven with creative cocktails, happy hour specials, drink specials, and great local beers on tap. Don't forget to go to beercoasterspodcast.com, click on the Gemini Lounge logo, and print out your free draft beer voucher. Gemini Lounge is committed to supporting local and eco-friendly options. Local handmade and vintage art on the walls, and even 75% of the building materials were purchased from locally owned businesses. Located at 6526 Southeast Foster Road, Portland, Oregon. Great tunes, good vibes, it's Gemini Lounge.
Back east, we've got Mike drinking beer. Let's hear what he has to say about this one.
Show us the bottle. Show me the bottle.
I will. Okay.
It's not the cool bottle, though.
No, it's not the ceramic one or whatever it is.
It's still pretty cool,
though.
Still
pretty cool, yeah.
It is pretty cool.
2014. Hey, guys. This is Mike from Boston. Here's my tasting flight. My fourth beer of Christmas. Yes?
Fourth. You're right. Yeah, fourth.
And it is the Smutty Nose Smistletoe. No, none of our listeners can see it, but there it is. Now, this is a... well, this is considered a beer de garde, which, oddly enough, I had was the first beer that I did the... our first week was also a beer de garde from the Two Roads in Connecticut. Now, this Smistletoe beer is a little bit different. The ABV is 8.5. The IBUs are a whopping 13. The malt bill on this one, they use two row, pale, and acidulated. Acidulated boy. For hops, they use Sterling, and for yeast, Saison. And a few other interesting ingredients as I uncage and cork this thing. Sweet cherries, black currants, plums, and then a lightly toasted American oak is what it's aged on.
Whoa. I can't believe you uncaged it and let it sit there. You weren't... well, I guess now.
Here we go.
Oh. Dude, I think I can get Smutty Nose here now.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Portsmouth have been branching out a bit. I wouldn't doubt it.
According to their website, I should be able to get it here at the Whole Foods next to my house.
I'm pretty sure that Whole Foods is in Portsmouth, New Hampshire. Look at this. Look at this thing. It's like a amber color. It's really, it's clear. Lots of carbonation. I got about a pinky finger of head. And it's actually, there's a little bit that's holding here, but it's dissipating fairly quickly. You can see in the center, the head's
little
already
known
gone.
Fact, that amount of head right there is actually a Yeti dick. They have very small.
Oh, I didn't know that.
It's a very little known fact.
Oh.
They're not long, but they're thin.
Right.
Interesting. I did not know that.
Huh. Put it down in the books. We're using that.
Yeah.
It's a Yeti dick.
It's a Yeti dick. Oh, man.
It's about as thick as a dreadlock sometimes, and so then there's a lot of confusion.
A lot of confusion
because, you know,
on what it is.
You can't really tell.
No.
I can't really tell the difference.
Oh, man. Oh, man.
That's why they all do it Yeti style, you know?
That's right. Oh, there's a funky, fruity goodness going on here. Very tart fruitiness. Trying to think of.
And this is what they. A beer to guard? Is that what they're calling this?
Yeah, that's what they're calling it. Which, I don't know. It's interesting because they're calling it a beer to guard. It's got Saison yeast, and then it's got, you know, it's aged on oak with the fruit in it. So it's quite confusing.
That sounds really good, though.
The smell is really nice. If nobody told me what was in it, it'd be really hard to say what the fruit is that I'm smelling. It's kind of a nondescript kind of a tart fruitiness. Maybe there is some like a bit of cherry, but only because I know. If anything, it's more of a really tart strawberry. I guess that's the mix of what the cherry and the currant kind of smells like, I guess. I don't know. It's a little bit of that vanilla after that, after the fruitiness kind of goes away. Actually smelling a little bit of alcohol there too, which is odd because it actually smells like it's going to be quite a bit bigger than it is. It's only 8.5. It's got a really nice nose to it. It's kind of hard to describe, but it's like light and bright and just, I don't know, just it smells really good. And I'm failing miserably at describing how good it smells. So I'm going to take a sip.
Taking a sip, yeah!
Is this true? Ooh. There we go. Right up front, you get the tart berry, and it goes straight to that oaky, vanilla, woodiness. Then there's some... it gets almost that you know, fat tire does that. It's got that carbonation breadiness that kind of sits on your tongue.
Yeah, that's now, that's not at all what I pictured this beer to taste like, though.
And there's a little bit of that. It's not it's not. It like that your tongue is tingling and all those flavors are starting to dissipate, so you're getting like a flat kind of wood flavor, but it makes you want to take another sip.
So yeah. Like a little bit drier.
It dries right up, but you can almost just feel those flavors kind of dissipating. Really interesting. It's there's kind of a breadiness that's coming through, but it's light. But it has a really nice kind of that you know, farmhousey tartness. You know, just that little bit of tart. Not too tart, not too sweet. That kind of nice balance. And the oak is really... It is a really light, toasted flavor that it really plays well with the fruit. Like, it just keeps going back and forth. between the fruit and vanilla and wood. It's strange because the smell and the taste feel very complex, but yet it seems kind of simple. Like when you're drinking it, it seems kind of just real, kind of pleasant, easy drinking beer. And it's I don't know, you just want more of it. You just want to take another sip to get those same flavors again. It's quite carbonated. Man, I have no idea what to pair with this.
But what would you pair it with?
Huh. A cannoli.
Ooh.
Just a plain old, you know, the really plain cannoli. Nothing too fancy. You know, because I was going to do the cop-out with the cheesecake thing, which goes with so well with many, so many beers. But I think the crunchy outer coating of the cannoli and then the sweet, smooth cheese in there, I think this beer would go really nicely kind of back and forth with that. Man, if you get a chance, if this is in your area, pick a bottle up. I'd be curious to know what some other people think of this one.
It's I'm gonna look for this one tomorrow.
It's very seems how they brew this seems very purposeful. Like they wanted to brew something really balanced, really drinkable, but with a you know, that handful of complexity that I think a craft beer drinker can appreciate. Let's see here. I got some ratings for you people.
What do you mean, you people?
Smistletoe comes in untapped at 3.57 under 348 ratings. It was added just last month.
Whoa.
The top three locations to drink this beer are, of course, Portsmouth Brewery in Portsmouth, New Hampshire, Armsby Abbey in Worcester, Mass., and the Five Horses Tavern in Somerville, Massachusetts.
Sweet.
Yeah. Also, the Beer Advocate users rate this an 87, which is very good. Yeah, there you have it, folks.
Sweet.
With my tasting fire, I have 750 milliliters of beer to enjoy.
Lucky, gosh.
Lucky.
All right, everybody. Last call.
I'm ready to rate this stuff already.
You're not ready already?
You're not ready already. You're up first, Toby. Let's get some ratings from you.
All right. Victory Brewing's Winter Cheers. And I got to say, I'm pretty stoked that I can get Victory. Because in Vegas, we didn't get it. And here in San Diego, there was Victory aplenty. And we tried the Dirt Wolf not too long ago.
Not a few of the Chargers.
What'd you think of the Dirt Wolf?
Well, the Dirt Wolf hasn't come out yet on our show, but it is. it'll be out soon. And
oh, is
it
that?
Was on our...
We do that on the Animales too?
Yeah. And so I was very happy with that, and I'm also happy with this one. I'm still on the fence about it being a winter, you know, type of beer. I think I could enjoy this in the springtime, in the summertime, in the fall. I mean, I can enjoy this anytime of year. So it's not very season specific for me.
As he takes the last gulp.
But it's got lots of great flavors. It has that. I love the It's Hefeweizen without being super clovey and banana and all that stuff. It seems to kind of cruise on this nice fine line, and there's still some nice spices in there and stuff, but it's super drinkable. And I mean, it doesn't really remind me of the Little Something Wild from Lagunitas, but it kind of has that same type of feel, except for Little Something Wild is a lot hoppier. But this kind of has that, you know, man, I wish this came out more often than just,
yeah,
you know, in this season. I wish this was
a year round. You know, when you buy like 17 cases of Celebration, maybe you can buy one or two of Winter Cheers.
Right? I'm going to give it a 4.5. I mean, it's delicious. It's tasty. There's nothing offensive about it. It's just a really well-made, tasty beer. And if you like Hefeweizens, I definitely think you should check it out. If you like Belgian beers, definitely check it out. This would be something I think that a lot of different types of beer drinkers could appreciate and enjoy, even though it does have a lot of that, you know, the clovey and banana and stuff like that. But anyway, yeah, 4.5. Check it out. Winter Cheers.
Cool, man. How about you, Chris?
Oh, is it that time already?
Give a rating. The rating is...
Rating, damn it.
What is... Okay.
It's the pint rating.
It's out of 5.
Out of 5.
And you can give half but not quarter ratings.
I can't do quarter ratings?
Maybe once in a while.
I've got to go back and rethink everything. So for my beer, the holiday,
Every time you say the name of the beer, you cut out.
Holiday bonus.
Festive porter.
So now we can have the 13 beers of Christmas, because Chris did the bonus one.
Yeah, there we go.
So Mike, Lakewood you usually Brewing, do the bonus beers.
Holiday yeah. bonus. I really like this beer a lot. It's very, very, very drinkable. Like, I downed this in no time. Could be, I just wanted to get drunk, but that's another thing.
Here to judge. Except the beers.
So, with porters, sometimes you'll get a little bit more of that, not sourness, but kind of bitterness on the...
Yeah.
Outer edge with this, it was much more drinkable, almost stout-like, not quite, because it's got a lot more roastiness in it, but it was really, I like this beer a lot. It was very, very drinkable, and I'm going to give it 4.5 pints.
Nice.
Cool, man.
And you remember what we call that rating, Chris?
Not perfect, but still awesome.
Yeah. Right.
See?
He remembers.
It's like riding a bike.
He remembers.
All right. So, for my beer, the Schmutty Nose Schmistletoe. It's Schmistletoe. Beer to God for Christmas.
Beer to God.
That's what it sounds like to me. It's a Swedish chef style.
It's the beer to God for my Schmistletoe.
So, man, I can't say enough good stuff about this beer. There is a delicate complexity to all, to everything that's going on here. And I'm loving it. And I wanted to give it a 4.5, but I really can't think of a reason to rob this beer of that half a pint. So I'm going to give it 5. And maybe because this beer surprised me so much. Right, because I can't give it 4. I think it surprised me. You know, here's another beer to guard, which is one of the first beers I had tried this month. But this is a completely different beer to guard. And I'm starting to think lately with a lot of these styles that are... like hybrids, and you know, they're just kind of putting a title on it because they have to. I feel like a lot of these beers are kind of hybrids of different styles, and this is definitely
one. It'll do that to you, just so you know.
Yeah,
the beard.
Oh,
it sort of overtakes your mind after a while.
I can't focus on anything else.
Chris, have you had the beard beer from Rogue?
No.
Oh, dude, you should check it out. It's good. You'll like it.
Have you tried it?
Yeah.
Is it good? Yeah. I want to try it.
It's like a Saison. It's good. Yeah. Gina loves it. It's probably because she's not used to facial hair. So.
What show did we do that on?
That was...
Was it the hairy, hairy beard guy? The hairy beard guy.
I want to say it was on Strange Brew 2.
Oh, yeah. You might be right. But anyway.
Sorry, Mike.
I can't say anything bad about this beer. Check it out if you get a chance. It's a damn interesting beverage.
Alright.
There you have it.
I'll do some shout-outs.
Okay.
Shout-out to Beer Coaster Chris.
Yeah!
Can we still call him Beer Coaster Chris?
Yes.
I think so, yeah. I think it's like, I think, you know, once you're a beer coaster, it's, you know, it's kind of like being an alcoholic, you know? You're always... Even if you're in recovery, which Chris was for a while, you're still a beer coaster.
Yeah. Hi, my name is Chris, and I'm a beer coaster.
All right, if you're not ready, I'm ready.
I'm ready. Twitter shout-outs. Let's give a shout-out to Track Your Craft. We Drink Daily. Tornelioni.
Track Your Craft.
Coaster Factory. Matthew Girosky and Chris CT Brewtopian and Hipster Brewfus.
Yeah, that's how this is the first one I was going to give a shout out to. It's Hipster Brewfus, the craft beer CPA, Larrick Jackson, the beverage professor, Simsies in Belmont, KORFX, and I think the other people I've already gave shout-outs last week. So that's it for this week. How about you, Chris? Got any shout-outs?
I want to give a shout-out to the Beer Coasters.
Nice.
Long time no see.
Yeah.
And shout-out to Beer Coaster Crazy Dave and his holiday light show.
Nice.
We're going to go see it this Friday. We're going out there.
Yeah, I saw the Thunderstruck one today. Online.
That's classic. He's had that since the first time he did it.
Yeah, man.
Shout out to Lakewood Brewery.
Yeah, it sounds like they got some pretty interesting beverages too. I think we're gonna have to do a good old fashioned Texas beer trade coming up soon.
I think I can arrange for that.
I'll give a quick shout out on Untappd to Edward Pearson. That's it. I'm done.
Cool. Well, I guess that wraps it up for this week's episode of the Beer Coasters Podcast. Our 12 beers are Christmas week 3. Remember, everybody, this is your show. We're just drinking in it.
Cheers.
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 Thanks, man.
Thanks. Do you need to go clean up some dog pee?
We're live right now. Seriously, I gotta go clean up dog piss, and we're live on the show. And I'm supposed to like introduce everything and everybody.
It's about as thick as a dreadlock sometimes, and so then there's a lot of confusion.
A lot of confusion,
because, you know,
about what it is.
You can't really tell.
No.
I can't really tell the difference.
Oh man.
That's why they all do it Yeti style, you know.
That's right.